You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb idea. Oh god, yawning at the very start.
Yeah, already bored. Wow, you're already tired of the episode.
Cursed. We got give the big sleepy cursed.
Okay. It's boring episode, I guess.
Oh god, I'm always sleepy cursed, honestly. But you know what, my asthma was acting up earlier, and that shit makes me yawn big time. Anytime that I guess it gets hard to breathe. I don't know.
You're craving oxygen.
Yeah, when you get lightheaded and you just oxygen deprived.
I mean, that is it. That's your brain trying to get more oxygen. Down. Yeah, baby.
Just turn off.
What better time to host the podcast episode than now? Because I'm your host, Gibbledang, and this is No Dumb Idea. It's a pop culture comedy podcast that uses game shows and trivia and, you know, silly improv to entertain, quote unquote, y'all.
To mock the things you love. Talk about stuff.
Yeah, we talk about the things we like, but mock the things you like that we don't like. And this is Dala.
We mock the things we like, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Gym Leader Nate, your final host. Feel free to mock the things I like the most. Because I mock them while liking them.
You sound like you're about to rhyme, like rap or something.
Are they to mock you the most or mock the things you like the most? Where was the comma in that sentence?
Both.
All right, perfect.
Perfect. How's Got everyone's week going? Who wants to go first?
I will. No, that's fine. Been busy, but
legally allowed to.
Doing some new work, you know, bartending.
Whoa.
Just some good trying tips. Some new stuff out. Yeah, getting some good tips on the side and
hell yeah.
How long have you been doing that? Bomb.
Literally started last Wednesday. So
nice. Okay. Nice.
Been only 5 days. So it's like half and half on what I'm doing for them, so okay. I'll be bartending half the time.
Nice, that's cool.
Nice, yeah.
Do
you have a favorite drink you made already, or how does that come along?
That's the even best part, is that it's a little beer and wine bar. I ain't gotta make shit.
Beer on the rocks.
Do you get a lot of deliveries or no?
That would be so awesome, honestly.
I'll give you a call.
It was temporarily allowed during COVID. I feel like there's a way to make it permanently legal, but the law doesn't smile on taking liquor on the road with you.
It's weird because you can deliver on DoorDash, but I guess not restaurants. What's the difference?
What's the deal with that?
Yeah,
who knows?
What's the deal? Cowards.
But, yeah, literally. They're all just terrified. Silly little chickens. And other than that, not much else. Hammering down vacation plans for when I go back to the Midwest for the winter time, for Christmas time. So I always go back there and visit at Christmas.
God,
so
it's coming up. Jesus, I can't believe we're in August already.
Yeah, we're halfway through 2025.
Yeah, I was not through August.
Halfway.
I was supposed to be halfway through August. It's a little
half of it's done.
We're two-thirds of the way through.
We're two.
As of now. I guess as of 3 days ago.
Why? Because only... Because we haven't done August yet. I feel like if we were well into the end of August, then we would officially be at the two-thirds mark. Just deciding to be nitpicky as I do.
boring cast.
Yeah, this is the boring cast. So I'm going to debate what two-thirds is.
Yeah. You grab your pillows, listeners. Get your blankets. Get all comfy. And
this is a dumb idea. To sleep.
I know this. I know people listen to this and go to sleep. It's. I guess it helps.
Yeah. I do that to myself.
Right until we scream.
I'm falling asleep right now. Jesus fucking, I'm gonna cut that out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Dala, how's your week been?
It's been fine. I'm trying to think, like, outside of the one thing that we all did together.
Sure, we'll talk about at the end.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just wait until...
Yeah.
No, at the end. Nah, the only other thing really I could think of, it's like, is just I got... There's a new Godzilla TCG out, so I got both starter decks, and I'm excited to give them a go. Although I'm bummed. Listeners, go get pick up the game.
Dala will do anything but play Magic the Gathering. He will learn 10 card games you've never heard of before picking up Magic the Gathering.
MTG. Eh, why would I?
He will make his own card game. I think
he'll make his own.
In the time that I've known him, he's made like several of his own card games.
I've made probably one, and that was like a birthday game. That's different.
And board games.
Sure. No, it was listeners, pick it up so that we get popularity, and hopefully they get some better artwork, because right now it's just literally pictures from the movies, which is cool, but could be better. But it looks cool, the gameplay. But yeah, what about you, Gibbleding? How's your week been outside of the one thing we all did together? And I'm not talking about that time we slept together.
Yeah, and we'll save that to the end. It's been a good week. God, when was the last time that we fucking recorded? It feels like it's been, well, I guess we recorded it's the anniversary.
Yeah. Which was before the anniversary. Really? It was before the 22nd.
Yeah, because that's like our 2 weeks anniversary. Ago?
Well, I don't know if I had the chance to talk about it, but I went to LA on the 17th of last month to watch Star Kids, the guy who didn't like musicals. And it's funny because I was very indifferent to musicals. Like I liked a handful of them, or maybe even less, a couple. But I was very indifferent, and. My partner, right, you know, she loves musicals, and she's just been putting me onto like a bunch of different ones, and I'm like, okay, I'm open to it. And yeah, everything by Star Kids has been fucking awesome. They make a bunch of different types of musicals and like different parodies and adaptations. They got one that's like a parody of Starship Troopers called Starship, I believe. They got Holy Musical Batman. That one's insane. I love that one.
That one's so good.
So funny.
So parody musicals, it sounds like.
Yeah. Some of them are new ideas, too.
Well, I think their start with more parody musicals, but everything after a certain point is all original, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of their newest, like, series is called, like, the Hatchetfield like universe, I think, but it's it starts with the guy who didn't like musicals, and then it's another musical called Black Friday, and then a third one called Nerdy Prudes Must Die, and they're all really good. They're all really well written, really well choreographed, so fucking funny, catchy earworms, great sets, and it was just insane to see it live, to have my first real exposure to them be live. Nice. Yeah.
Which
that
theater?
That was awesome. El Portal? El Portal? I don't know if it's Portal or Portal. But yeah, in Los Angeles. It's right next to a horror-themed coffee bar or cafe called Horror Vibes. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. I will say... I used to be obsessed with Holy Musical Batman all the time. Such a good show. And I'm more familiar with a lot of their older stuff because I watched them back when I was in college in theater school.
That'll do it.
And that was, so someone obviously introduced me to it while there. And so Holy Musical Batman, I just think to this day is one of the most fun things, like funny things I've
so good.
Ever watched. Like, yeah. every joke is just like so fun, like silly.
Speaking of silly and probably the funniest thing we've ever watched, we recently watched The Naked Gun, which
the new Naked Gun movie.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing we all did that we've all been alluding at, apart from fucking and then we, or whatever.
Yeah, and then we did that.
But that happens all the time, so
yeah,
we're gonna that's talk not about no that. News. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's fucking. It's great.
It's so good. It was so good.
Such a good just time.
Constant. Constant bits.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the original, you'll like this one. Like, it's not the same. Well, it's very much the same, but it's not gonna...
It's like a modern-day version, literally.
Very much, yeah. It doesn't try to be better than it. It doesn't try to... It just perfectly slots itself right in there.
It's like how, like, back then, it was making fun of, like, the 80s cop movies of, I guess, the 80s. Now, it's making fun of, like, John Wick and, like, a lot of those dumb, like, action movies.
Big action.
Plus the wordplay and,
technological CEO. You got the...
Electric cars. Yeah. AI, maybe? I don't know, it was in the poster. The poster has a pretty funny AI joke.
That's right.
If you've seen it, the one with the gun or the fingers.
But yeah, Liam Neeson does great. He's funny. He's Frank Drebin Jr. He doesn't really try to play Leslie Nielsen.
No.
He's almost like what is it? Like a much more schmucky version of whatchamacallit, Frank Drebin. Like what's the he's like very
well. He plays it really straight, in my opinion. Like, I think that's a big thing why it works so well, is that, like, he plays it completely seriously, and that's, like, those little moments where Leslie Nielsen was in movies in general, Naked Gun and a bunch of other stuff he did. It's just like, it's his ability to say some of the most ridiculous things with the straightest of faces.
Yeah.
And like Liam Neeson was perfect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, based on like how his performances in Ted, I think, or Ted 2, whichever one.
That's right.
Like, I remember him seeing him in that and I was like, okay, I can see why they picked, outside of him being like a, major action star. Yeah, and I think it's like it's very reminiscent, more so the way he acts is how Leslie Nielsen acts in the Police Squad show than in the movie. As far as like the deadpan, straightforward, just like everything we say is quite literal, which is the joke.
So good. So good. Pamela Anderson, incredible in it.
Yeah.
She was she gets a scene where she's just scatting at a jazz bar.
And, oh God!
It's just so good. It's so I don't even want to. Yeah, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, just check it out.
The bits. That's the thing. I feel like we've whenever we try to talk about comedies, we always just give a general rundown, and then we're like, all right, yeah, just check it out.
It's the type of thing where it's like, what it is like. It's not about like you can't be like, oh, the score was so blah blah blah, the story was so like it's just full of jokes and they were all good jokes, so
I will say
go
a couple
watch
things,
the jokes
actually. I will say I did like, so there's the score, they did use some songs from the original, which was amazing to hear, although it was like they stopped before the end, so I was just kind of like, oh, I kind of wish they like had it like running every now, like maybe not the whole time, but but yeah, no, comedy-wise, it's, like, hard to talk about. There's actually a podcast I listened to recently called, I think, Spoofcast. They review literally just spoof movies, and it's so interesting to hear a podcast talk about comedies. Like, it's, like, I don't know, it's, like, interesting. Like,
that's the other thing that, like, it made me so hopeful to be, like, it feels like spoof movies are back. It feels like if... Hopefully, if they can like maybe some more can start to pop up again, maybe they could give. I'd be open to a new scary movie. Right, Spaceball 2 is happening. That's gonna
be
huge.
That comes out, and if it's a good one, then we'll probably see like a big. And then then Jason Seltzer, and then we'll come out and be like, yes, our time's shine again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make.
I still feel like
more
a new superhero movie. is so necessary.
Oh, I don't think you need one. Ugh. No, literally, that movie aged like wine. I think that movie's going to keep getting better. Yeah. And we should probably rewatch it soon because I remember
it's amazing.
I've seen like a bunch of
insane. All those spoof movies.
I just want them to do the same thing, just now that they have a much larger body of superhero media to riff off of.
I wouldn't be opposed to like. I would want something separate. I wouldn't want it to be Superhero Movie 2, if possible.
I want a new version.
Yeah, cinematic universe movie or something. I don't know. Like,
it's
something
it's
good.
Multiverse
good,
movie.
Yeah. God,
no. That's just what it's called.
They'll make it good. Yeah.
Although Deadpool was kind of that.
Well, literally every blank movie is a multiverse movie. Oh, we got Borat
hanging out
with Megatron, who's actually
Xerxes. That's true.
My one.
I'm saying a good one. Well, Scary Movie's good and Superhero Movie's good. It's just Epic Movie and Date Movie and those other stupid ones.
Yeah.
Stan Helsing. Yeah, they did not do very well.
So, it's interesting. I feel like we're entering like kind of a definitive era for movies where, like right now for horror, the kind of genre that's going to be taking over is going to be body horror. You know, like we're going to, I feel like, Together just came out. Nice. I want to watch that one. It's supposed to be a good date movie, funny enough.
Someone listen to Weekly Planet.
Dave Franco and Alison Brie. I've been seeing that everywhere, that it's like a date
movie. No, because you said, I've never heard that until Weekly Planet. So I was like, that's funny.
Turns out it's a good epic movie as well.
Yeah.
Ooh. My one.
Just so happens.
I'm Borat. I'm together with Gibbledane.
With Megatron.
Breakdancing Autobot.
My Megatron.
But with horror, there's been a lot of like really good body horror coming out. Next year we got Clayface, which I'm obviously hyped for. And then in terms of comedy, hopefully the spoof kind of starts to make a comeback, you know.
It'd be so nice.
Comedy's a tough one because I mean it's like the budget wise it's like in the middle. Like it's not an indie movie typically that like can be just like under $1 million, and it's not these big blockbusters, so it's like kind of hard for the companies to like produce and like put their like money behind, you know. So it's like they're not going to take the risk with it and throw it in the theaters, so that's why they're always going to fucking streaming, which is annoying.
But half
the time they're actually pretty bad, so yeah.
I just remember when Gibbledang and I used to work together, we had a whole conversation one time. We like spent a whole day talking about
just once. Wow, nice.
Like, well, specifically about what was the last comedy you like, what was the last new comedy you saw, and we were spending all day thinking about like how starved for a new good comedy movie.
It's mostly like, shows, I feel.
Yeah, it's all TV shows. If they're gonna make comedy now, it's always gonna be on TV or on a streaming service. And so I feel
my main thing was that like superhero movies became so popular and kind of overshadowed everything that they also had enough comedy in them to keep people being like, oh, it's just a funny, fun time in general, you know? Like, every superhero was quippy, and it almost rendered, like, comedies, like, pointless, because you also get, like, cool superhero shit, too, you know? And,
one-stop shop.
Exactly.
Now that people are over superheroes, they still want to see the comedy.
Which is actually really... Yeah. Funny because like Fantastic Four has like suffered a really bad third weekend drop off or second weekend drop off. Like it's lost I think like 70% of it, or it dropped 70% in the
still doing fine though.
Yeah, of course, but it's like it's supposed to be a steep decline, like, but once these other comedies came out, like I don't think Naked Gun is what dethroned fucking Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
It gave people options, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It finally dethroned Jurassic World Rebirth.
Actually, I will say, not part of my week, but like I did see Fantastic Four and Superman 2 since last we recorded. And, so good. I'm glad both of them are great.
I haven't seen Fantastic Four. For some reason, I feel like that's a movie I want to watch in bed.
I'm weirdly like not very moved to watch it, and I think it ended up entirely being because of the post credit scene in Thunderbolts. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what the Fantastic Four movie now is for. Like, they're like, oh, this is all gonna happen, and it's gonna end with that scene you already saw in Thunderbolts. And so I'm like, okay, so I can skip this one. I can skip this movie. Like,
I don't want to spoil anything, but it doesn't actually end that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good.
Because I went expecting it to be bad, so I went to a matinee. And so when I went, I was like, holy shit. I was like smiling, and I like teared up a few times because I was like, this is actually like really good. Like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, I want more of this, not the MCU. I want more. That's what I like, because at first I was like very turned off by it being its own world, because I thought, or own universe, because I was like, it's probably going to get exploded by the end of the movie. Spoilers, it doesn't. And I actually like that it's not tied to the MCU, because it just feels kind of like how Superman wasn't tied to anything. Yeah.
So that's actually why I was like, so fantastic. That makes me want to see it more. I wish that was more.
Yeah, like a front.
I just assumed it was going to be tied in at the end.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind personally. I'm probably one of the few, but I wouldn't mind personally if the MCU kind of got folded into the Fantastic Four universe and they just kind of reboot them, but the Fantastic, you know, will continue in the FF universe.
Somebody's been listening to the Weekly Planet.
Ooh, I have. Also, have you guys seen the leaked photos of Tom Holland in the Spider-Man suit, the new Spider-Man suit that has a physical mask?
Yeah, there's a bunch. Oh, nice. There's a bunch of him standing on the tank. It's good. The new Spider-Man movie sounds nuts. It looks like Mr. Negative might be the villain, like the main villain. You got Scorpion coming back. You got the Punisher, who might be in a tank. And Spider-Man's trying to get into the tank, and fucking the Hulk also is there too.
Hopefully it's not like, too much. This sounds like a lot for a Spider-Man movie.
I feel like they could
I hope it's not too much. I'm just really excited.
It's just like, I'm so excited for truer to story feeling Spider-Man again, just and like having him not in level. Like the nanotech and not like all the extra stuff, and just like being in a fucking spandex suit,
physical costume,
doing his thing
again, street level, fighting.
It's so dumb that that's a standard where I'm like, he has a physical mask on. I feel like that's huge.
The crazy thing that someone noticed too is that even the plastic mask under mask that they wear to keep the superhero shape, the jaw is a separate piece, meaning so that when he talks, it's going to show through the mask, meaning that that's not going to be CGI. Like, so it hopefully they don't just put a layer of CG over it like they do with everything, and you know. It's the first Spider-Man 4. That's crazy. Scorpion. I don't know with how stacked everything is. The only thing that I kind of want to happen, which I don't know if it is, you know, Mr. Negative has the power to invert people, whatever, and usually it's like literally black and white, like that's the colors that they turn, but I want to see him invert Hulk but turn him into Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, shit.
That'd be fun.
Which would make sense if this is going to be like a small scale, like, crime.
Yeah, make him like a mafia boss. Like bodyguard dude.
But it's probably not going to be that. He's probably just going to go savage and then fucking.
I feel like it's going to have something to do with Fisk. Like, he's going to be mentioned in it too. Because
Because like a tower or something.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like just at the end of Born Again. It's like they really like just showing how much he like controls the city, and this New York as a whole is going to be extremely different because of Fisk. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think we're going to get Daredevil season 2 before this. So we'll probably see how that would resolve. And then I think we might get a Punisher special before that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punisher special looks That's cool.
Yeah, I think my only big gripe with the Spider-Man is like, when I heard Hulk was in it, I was like, can we just get out of like him having an MCU character? Can we just have him and his actual Spider-Man cast and crew? Like,
Punisher, you know? Okay.
But I'm sure.
I can tolerate Punisher.
Sure, I mean, because he's originally from Spider-Man. Like, yeah. I'm down with that. Like, yeah. It's just, I don't want him to have a mentor of, like, Tony Stark or
Bruce Banner.
Nick Fury. Yeah, and then Bruce Banner in this one. Or if he's fighting him, I'm like, I want to see him. I'd rather see him fight Juggernaut, because there's at least precedent for that more so.
That would be tight. I forgot that he started off as a Spider-Man villain, too.
Juggernaut wasn't a Spider-Man, but there's, like, that famous Nothing Can Stop.
Yes.
No, he's just he's X-Men. But there's just a very famous like story that's like, if you want to do a big guy, like there's your big guy, you know. I mean, they probably don't want to do mutants yet, but whatever. He's not a mutant technically, so there you go, you're clean.
Yeah,
true, he's not.
So
they should
gotcha, Marvel. Fuck you, Kevin Feige. No, I'm just kidding.
They should adapt like whenever they make superheroes, instead of choosing their most popular villain, choose like the very first villain that they fought, even if it's weird. Like, what I think of is fucking Iron Fist. Like, oh, they're going to make an Iron Fist movie, and he's going to fight Sabretooth. Like, it's like,
nice.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's Spider-Man versus Chameleon. Or the burglar, I guess. I don't know.
Chameleon. The burglar.
The chameleon would be fine. You can make that fun, I'm sure, for an early one.
But I mean, like, for the, he's going to fight that guy. I guess that's what's happening right now. It's Spider-Man and Hulk, I guess.
Yeah, he's going to fight that guy? That guy's huge.
I forgot. Did they do Rhino already in MCU?
Nope.
Kraven.
They haven't, right?
Yeah, right. I guess Kraven did, yeah.
Yeah, Kraven did.
Maybe.
So that's not MCU, though? That's Sony-verse? It's villain-verse?
They're not going
to. Yeah, Rhino would have been great, but they because they probably because Kraven did it.
They're going to leave him dead for like 10 years.
Honestly, I would have been down for Fisk. Like, Fisk versus Spider-Man, that would have been sick as hell. Like, that'd really show how tough Fisk is, you know?
Yeah.
But
that was, I liked it a lot in
Born Again.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah. We did see him there, that's right.
that was Spider-Man versus Fisk. Yeah, Tombstone. I love it.
Big guy.
Yeah. Just like that.
Tombstone. Ugh, give me Tombstone, please.
Yeah. Oh, well,
some of my favorite...
He might be in the new. So there's a handful of villains rumored for the new brand new day.
Tombstone would be sick.
I think he's a good
background one too, if anything.
Boomerang. I think someone named Ramrod, who I've never heard of. It's
like, gross.
Ram Ranch.
Yeah.
It's a 18 Tombstone. I always remember Tombstone because.
Yeah.
He was like the main antagonist in this one crossover comic. I think it was an Ultimate one called Suicide Kings. And it was Spider-Man, Deadpool, and Daredevil teaming up to like take down Tombstone's operation after Tombstone blows up a building full of children and blames it on Deadpool. And then he needed Daredevil and Spider-Man's help because he was being hunted by Punisher.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
And so, because Punisher thought it was true that Deadpool was the one who blew up the orphanage. So
he is Laso Random. I'm Laso Random. I'm going to kill children.
He's LOL.
LOL Epic Bacon.
That was being Epic Bacon time.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from that, I've been buying a lot of Magic too. But getting back into Magic after kind of skipping out on the last set of Final Fantasy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
no, wow,
boring.
Yep.
Me.
Who even likes that? Sure. No one likes that.
Yeah, no one likes it enough to drive up the prices to like fucking
$180
for a bundle box. Yeah. And now for
I saw
a regular
one for like 200.
For now, for a regular Edge of Eternities bundle box, it's $70, dude.
Yeah.
For the bundle. The last one was like 50. 55, maybe. It's so fucked.
It's... buy singles.
I'm still going to buy a booster box of the Spider-Man.
It's not going to stop you from ending up with piles of comments and uncomments from Spider-Man.
It's okay.
I got a bunch of J. Jonah Jamesons.
Well, with that, I am going to sort them all out, sort out all my dubs, and then, you know, give you guys the
trash.
The bulk, the waste.
Yeah,
the waste. The ones I don't want. The piece, the garbage pieces of cardboard that we have to dispose of now.
Funny enough, Nick, I did recently buy a booster of the Final Fantasy MTG, and I like hid it away because I'm like, I'll just like resell this in like fucking years if it's like worth anything.
Honestly. Like,
could be.
Probably will be able to.
Yeah, I was like, I literally put it away. I forgot about it until right now, and then I'll probably forget about it until another 10 years or something.
Like, wait until the next Final Fantasy game launches and then sell it. Like, cha-ching.
But I've been working on my legendary SpongeBob deck. That's going to be a deck entirely comprised of cards that aren't Magic the Gathering IP cards.
That aren't outside the Magic universe.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
And
SpongeBob, Scooby Doo,
Optimus Prime, Deadpool. Yeah.
Scooby Doo. That'd be cool. Roblox. That'd be awesome. Minecraft. So yeah, I've been working on that. I just bought the Titanic. That's cool.
The Titanic has a fucking card.
It does. Wow. Doctor Who.
Yeah, there's an episode of Doctor Who where the Titanic is, they named a spaceship after the Titanic, and so it's still just the Titanic.
I see.
But now it's a spaceship. Too,
but it's a, in a sense, yeah.
Yeah, because now you can have, now you can be like, I'm going to use Cleopatra to crew the Titanic, and then I'm going to equip Excalibur to my Titanic.
And then I'll also summon the North Tower. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. Which is a spaceship. I play second plane. It's a spaceship from the future episodes of Doctor Who.
Yeah, this is my land fortification, earlier. The Pentagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's an actual just Pentagon. It's a regular-ass shape. Yeah, are shapes, is there like a IP for shapes, you know? I'll be down, get a rhombus. Yeah, get some trapezoid.
That's all it is. It's just a card that says, I play rhombus.
It's got a 1-1-2.
Just wait until they do the Adventure Time crossover. They'll probably make a rhombus card, a mathematical card.
That is fucking true.
Nah, there is stuff like the Quandrix. In Magic the Gathering in lore, there's like a group of wizards that use like sacred geometry and math in order to like create their magic.
I see.
So they're literally like, their magic looks like they're shooting rhombuses at people.
Fucking nerds. Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
We are the Mandrix.
One of my favorite cards in that, from those, like, that lore-wise is Zimone, where she, her card says, every time a land comes in, you check to see if the amount of lands you have is a prime number, and if it is, you get to make a giant, a big old token. And so, it's like, she constantly has to check for prime numbers, and I was like, nice. Very fucking nerdy.
Yeah.
I do love that.
That'd be kind of fun, actually. Like, have a whole math deck, you have to solve equations to, like, do your shit.
Jesus Christ. Rolling dice, solving equations.
There you go.
Yeah.
Homework, the deck.
Is that what you're gonna do, Dala?
If there was, I would do it. I'd be in. That's the only thing stopping me from joining y'all.
God.
Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to tell you guys about. My sister sent me an early birthday present.
Oh.
The Switch 2.
No, I was about to say.
Way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've been playing Mario Kart World.
Oh, God. Nice.
It's so good.
That's awesome. Does Switch 1 controllers like connect to it so you can have like multiple? Sick. Okay. So we could like even just fucking play like a, I don't know how many players.
Yeah, we could all play Mario Kart World at least. It's a 4-player.
Nice.
And you can just use Switch controllers for it.
Sick. That's sick. You don't have to buy anymore.
That's dope. Let's go to the midnight release of Pokemon Legends again. Like we did 4 years ago.
Yeah. 4 years ago? I still have my extra sealed copy of Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Oh my god, that's right.
It's probably worth fucking like double now.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's
it might be worth more when the Switch is completely like obsolete.
Sure. Fair.
Yeah.
Like, but
still, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's less about the worth, you know. That was one of those things where it's like I didn't really care if it was going to be game value. I just like I thought Pokemon Legends was such a cool new step in Pokemon games. I was like, I want to have one as a collectible for me.
Fair.
So
buy a Donkey Kong Bonanza so I can play it.
I'm gonna. It's,
so I can play it. That's perfect. You already said, yeah.
I've been watching hella Donkey Kong Bonanza videos. I'm so excited. I had to check it out so I could see what I'm capable of.
Yeah. Just careful. Don't get your console bricked.
What?
Don't get your Switch 2 bricked by like hacking.
No, I'm not gonna mod it. No.
Don't get it all bricked up.
That's for the second Switch 2.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's for my Switch 1. Now that I have a Switch 2, I'm going to mod the Switch 1.
That's fair. And Nintendo will still come and sue. But good. That's what they find out.
They can eat my ass.
I saw a post that was like this, kid in like Taiwan wanted a Switch so bad he made his own out of like construction paper and markers. And like Nintendo CEO's got like a picture like sent from the dad, like, you know, oh, he's always wanted a Switch. And then it's like, oh yeah, the Nintendo. Yeah, he went straight there to sue him personally. It's just like, it's fucking good.
Shigeru Miyamoto. Oh, hey.
Hi.
You've been served. Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm 7. Even harder now. Give double it.
You're being double sued now.
Awesome. All right, so that brings us to our next segment. You know, we've been doing the Mega Man campaign for, I think, about 2 months now. It's been going pretty good. Pretty damn good. Lots of fun. Yeah, lots of twists and turns and frankly, it's yeah, in my opinion, it's a lot of fun. Constantly keeping me on my toes. I'm figuring out how, you know, where I could adapt, especially compared to the last campaign I tried to do with everybody. I felt very novice still, but with this I feel like I have my wits about me, mm-hmm. especially since it's with a setting that I might understand just a little bit better. That being said, I try to incorporate a logic puzzle to my last session, and it did not go according to this is in general to the audience, but it didn't work. It didn't work. Logic puzzle didn't work. Everyone was like, "What do we fight?" It was
well, we tried. We just like
at the very half end. Of it. It took you rolling a nat 20 to figure out that it was a puzzle. And then I fucked up and I realized I got the sequence wrong and I made it very easy so that you just ended up turning one off or turning one on. And literally, I don't know if you guys saw, but my eyes like
I think you
widened. I was like, oh.
When I saw you do that, I was fuck up?
So we can just do it one. If we just do it one at a time and don't worry about both, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then the second one is like, oh no, we can't do the second one. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Okay.
Well, it's just like, it's easier to fight four people than try to figure out how to say. And also, it's like, I don't know, to eject it. It's the same shit. It's just to kill them which way.
We spent so much time trying to figure out if they were savable. It's like, I kind of wish we had just immediately started fighting them. It's like, I would have fought a room of 20 people. I don't care.
I would have been like, yeah, fuck it. Let's give it a go. I was just like, wait for me because I was behind.
We ended up killing them all anyways. So we should just fought them right away.
I think as a DM, I'm trying to make violence always be the last option now. You know, just because so many of our campaigns have been reduced to that, you know, like we just fight our way out of everything. And so that's why I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna take my time and do a logic puzzle.
I think for a first logic puzzle it's fine. Like, it may have been easier, yeah, or simple or whatever, but I think for a first, it's the first one, you know? Video games, they don't start off with the
only,
hardest winner.
There's only one way to, there's only one way to practice, so you just gotta up from here. Keep doing it.
And it's not so much even that, like...
just all logic puzzles.
It's, all from here on out. But no, I'm thinking of different ways that I could do gameplay and different challenges that aren't just combat, you know? And that's why, like, we're playing D&D 5e, but I'm also, mixing it up and throwing in, just fun different homebrew stuff.
Yeah.
But with that being said, that's Mega Man, and, Superman just came out. Superman was a damn good movie. Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it in 40X. It was amazing.
Yeah, we talked about the chairs that spin you in a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Full loop-de-loops.
Yeah, and a guy comes in and spits on you when there's water scenes. It was nice.
Good.
Yeah. Nice.
Only one?
Well, I had a guy. Everyone else had a designated person. Yeah, mine was
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty cute.
That makes sense.
What about Superman? What about him?
Hey, Superman was great. It great movie. Got people loving the character again. Spider-Man just started filming today, or a couple days ago. Got a lot of cool pictures of that,
Curious where this is going.
Set pictures. So that got me to revive in an old game that I tried to create called Blank Man. I'm going to give you a letter, and you're going to try to figure out what the goes in between, the letter and the word man. So that's how it's going to work.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the TM man. The TM blank T, essentially. Okay.
Blank T,
but blank man.
And so you're going to give us the letter, and it's always blank and then man.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, for this one, I'm actually not going to give any descriptions or hints this time. I'm going to let you guys ask as many questions before eventually you give up. But, it could be.
Oh, I see what you mean.
People, places, movies, let's. Nouns. Yeah.
Okay.
Noun man.
A little bit of 20 questions in here, too.
And do we take turns? Are we buzzing in or.
Just are we working as a team?
Yeah, are we kind of shooting from the hip?
Work as a team, yeah.
Okay.
Just work as a team. If you want to take turns, you can. Or you could say them at the same your questions at the same time.
3, 2, 1, Smeagol. Just kidding. Goal of a turn.
Smeagol, man.
Hell yeah. All right. Your first letter is K. So we got K-Man.
Kangaroo Man, obviously.
Is there no description at all?
We have to ask.
Oh, we literally
ask any questions.
Is he more of an object man or like a verb man?
I guess it could be an object, yeah.
Okay.
Kleenex Man.
Nice. That's a good one.
No, but that is a good one.
Okay. That's like not far, I'm guessing.
You said be an object, but it could also not be an object?
It's pretty far, actually, but it was just a good... I just think that was
good guess.
A good one. Yeah,
That's why I was like, is this something I would have in my house, or like someone would have in their house?
Yeah. One of you might have it in your... Maybe... KY more
Jelly.
Than anybody. No?
Okay. Okay. Kellogg's Man, the cereal hero.
No Kellogg's, I will say.
I'm Kellogg's Man.
Oh, Kibble Man, the dog food superhero.
This is, okay, I'll say this isn't food, any kind of food.
Nothing, no kind of food.
That you can consume.
But you can Ketamine
Clorox.
Man.
Just kidding.
It's not Kleenex or Clorox, Dala.
Not but it's a ketamine.
Something you can consume. Bleach.
Which also starts with a C. I know that I was joking. Listen.
Oh, yeah. No, I got the drink bleach joke. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's the joke. Yeah. Kidneys? Kidney man? Just kidding. No. I mean, I have one at my house.
Okay. Is this something you can hold?
Technically, yeah.
Can you fit it in?
You wouldn't normally hold it.
Yeah.
I guess not normally. Not really, no.
What if Gilbert is just like make it up as he goes? until we give up. At the end, he's like, it was Kibble Man, or it was Kite Man. I don't know.
Ooh, Kite Man.
I mean, kite? I guess it's a kite?
No.
Oh, okay. I was joking.
Though. Something you could hold, but you typically don't. Is it?
It's not food.
Like, is it larger than a skateboard?
No.
Smaller than a skateboard.
Yes, and okay. It is something that you can consume.
And something that you can this, consume.
Would you consume it like daily, or is this like a every once in a while kind of thing? Or
every once in a while, daily would be excessive.
Kettle One.
There you go. Some vodka.
Actually, I would not have that though, personally. So it's not food, okay. But you can consume it.
That's it's not ketamine.
If I consume, is consumable still like a Kleenex where you like use it even though you're not like eating it? You know, like is consumable.
Think he means ingest.
Technically, like that. No, not just ingest.
Oh. Yeah. So okay.
Do you ingest it? Do you ingest this?
No.
Okay,
you don't,
so it's something.
But you use it up. Okay.
I wouldn't even necessarily say use it up.
Use it down, baby. Calm it down.
Calm
it
down.
Up.
Calm
up. You wear it out.
It does like the opposite of calm people down. Calm people up.
Calms them up. The fucking dial on the inside.
Yeah. Hey, anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. Dala would have one, probably.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to look around and see what I would have that is usable.
Let me know when you guys are ready to give up, you know?
Is it something you... Is it like a tool? Or no, you said you can use it up. Yeah, I don't know.
It's smaller than a skateboard.
Does it fit in the palm of your hand?
It could fit on your hand, but not in the palm of your hand.
But it can fit on your hand, okay. On an outstretched hand.
I'm gonna go put things in my hand real quick, I'll be right back.
K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, K is a tough one, because it's like, what?
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we're done. I don't know if we can get it.
Koala Man.
I don't know.
Okay. That was my last guess.
Yeah.
All right. I'm lost. This is, what?
Koala?
This is Kingsman on DVD.
Oh. I don't have that, to be fair, but I guess I would most likely have.
But you would.
Out of the two of us, yeah.
And
I would not say that's
consumable.
That's not a consumable implies that once you use it, that's not like what a consumable in this context means.
Well, I guess Kingsman, though,
once you use it, it's you can't use it anymore.
Because it's a bad movie, you wouldn't use it again, so it is consumable.
Yeah, once you see it once, you have to
you snap
it
in half, yeah. You're like, well, I watched that movie, snap. No.
So that was that one. All right, the next letter is N. N-Man.
Okay. Ninja Man.
No.
Nintendo
No,
Man.
But...
Ah.
No, not Nintendo
Is this
Man.
An object?
No.
Is this
no,
a
this is a concept.
I wouldn't call it a concept. No, it's not a... No, it's not a concept.
Is it proper noun?
Let's Google proper noun.
Like a name?
Like a name.
No.
Is this someone's name or like a place?
Or title. Yeah.
Place?
Or a place, yeah.
Huh? Let me Google proper noun again.
Our second hurdle in this is Gibbledang's understanding of the English language.
Is it an adverb?
So.
No. Hey, shut up.
No, no.
Neighbor man.
So it's not an object. It might be a concept, but not really, it sounds like.
Not really.
Not really.
Is this something that one of us would have in our houses?
And if so, I think everyone has it in their house at one point.
A newborn. I.e. yourself is the newborn.
Is it like a feeling or like an emotion?
At one point.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I was looking at the wrong one. We got to restart this one. All right, so this is N-Man. So go ahead and just...
M.
N.
N. Okay, so it is still N-Man, but the questions are going to be different.
The questions
are the answers.
N as in Nike.
Is it Nike Man?
No. So is the... Okay, so in the one that you should have been looking at, is this one an object?
Yeah.
No.
Is this one a proper noun?
Yes.
Okay. Nicolas Cage.
Man.
No.
Man. Nicolas Cage in Season of the Witch, man.
Nicholas Holt, man.
Yeah, oh, ooh, Nicholas Holt. Good. That's a good one. That'd be topical. Good, man. Nice. Man. Nice, man.
This
nice.
Is a proper nice man. Nice, France.
Nicaragua.
Ah, Nicaragua man. Instead of Aquaman, it's Nicaragua man. And he's like, what? And they fight each other. They fight each other just for the rhyme.
First name Nico. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Nico Waters.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, water guys
on our hands.
Yeah.
Keep guessing. No more fake characters.
Nightman. But like from Philadelphia.
Write that down. Oh wait, what did you just say?
Nightman from Sunny Philadelphia.
Ring ding ding, that's it.
Yeah, there it is.
So is it Nightman Man?
No, just
did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's Nightman Man.
Okay,
I was about to say because you said it was a proper noun. Yeah, I was like, Night isn't a proper noun.
Shut up.
Have you met my son, Knight? My Knight Dang.
Yeah, there last you name go. Dang. It's just British people whose name is Nate.
Yeah.
Night? Or sorry, Australian.
Night. Say I was Australian. All right, give us the next one.
Night. I'm Jim Lee tonight.
Nice.
I like it.
It's Omen.
The Omen.
Orangutan Man.
Omen, the movie Blu-ray. Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Orangutan Man? And Omen?
Yeah.
Omen on Blu-ray? Yeah. No, not Omen.
Yeah, on Blu-ray. Fine, 4K. Omen. The Omen 4. Just kidding.
I'm looking for VHS.
Ah, close.
I thought I could hold it, but I gotta go pee. I'm so sorry. I'll be right back.
Oh, man. This episode was brought to you by O-Pisses. Do you like drinking piss? Why don't you crack open a fresh bottle of O-P-
Whoa! I like piss!
Alright guys, we got get them out of here. Security,
get your hands
security,
off
get them
get
out of here.
Get your hands off me.
Guards, take them.
Why is that
demons,
in there? What's it
suck
in
their
in
souls out. Hey, security,
look
come here.
Concerned.
Security,
he's like,
come here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. What's up? How did they get in?
I thought they were with you. You didn't hire them?
I'm the director. I didn't, they would have came in with me. And we're we just started filming on set right now. I just had a hit cut.
I thought they were like, you know, waiting for their cues, you know, like they're on the side. I'm sorry, man. Like, look, it won't happen again. Won't happen again.
Yeah, you're right. It won't happen again. What's your name?
Gimbal.
Nico Waters. It says right here. Yeah, on your
damn
name
it.
Tag.
You got me. I was trying to trick you.
Yeah.
My name's Nico.
Well, that's two for
Nico
two.
Nico Waters.
Nico rips off name
two
tag.
For two.
You're fired.
Who does two? It's three. Strikes are in three.
Nope. Not in Hollywood.
Not in Gibbledang's Hollywood, I guess. You're here for my lawyer, motherfucker.
Also, I'm Gibbledang. Why did you use...
Yeah. I thought maybe it would be like a relation thing, but whatever. Yeah, I'm out of here. I don't even want to be here anymore.
That's good.
Sorry about that. I'm security guard of the security guards. Sorry about that.
Oh, hi. How are you doing? Can I get you a cup of water? Good. A couple of piss?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Ooh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's a cup of O piss. Only 1,000 calories at 99 cents a bottle.
It's nothing like O piss. It's like a kiss. O piss.
O piss. O piss.
You may go blind, but that is wrong.
You may go blind. Buy him peanut butter, rip off. Prolapse anus. Diabetic.
Okay.
And we're back.
Orgasm man.
And we're back.
Round two. Whee! Yeah.
Oh, God. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Orgasm man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I wish. Don't tell me.
Is Ohio man.
Who? Gilding's not into like the memes though, like that. So is this an object? Is it object?
Man? I'd say Nate's technically right.
Oh, is it Omen or Ohio man?
I'd say Nate's technically right.
I'm technically right by saying right. Ohio man.
Yeah, but you're not right.
Ohio, what's a city in Ohio?
Ohio Gazaimashita man?
Too much.
What's a popular city in Ohio?
Is it just like, oh man. It's just like O-H? Oh.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh jeez, oh man.
Oh jeez, oh man.
Oh Peter. Oh man.
Oh Quagmire. Oh fuck.
Never fear. Oh man, it's here.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Nice. So is that it? Nice.
We're on W.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
W man.
Win man.
W man.
Ooh, what'd
Willem
you
say? Dafoe man. Willem Dafoe Bless. Man. Thank you.
No, yeah. Not Willem Dafoe man. No.
That'd be my favorite Mega Man character.
Wiener man.
No. Maybe the opposite of it's, Wiener man.
Is this an
vagina man?
Vagina man, okay.
Nice. Well, is this an object?
God. I don't think so, but a lot of people.
Is it a fucking
woman? Woman? Yeah, it's woman.
The minute you're like, I don't think so, I don't know. I was like, God damn it.
I don't think so implies that there is some truth to others believing that.
Oh shit.
So yeah, it's woman.
It's whoa man.
Whoa man.
Whoa man. Oh Peter. Oh Peter. Alright. So we are on D-Man.
Ooh, demon. Like a demon?
No, unfortunately.
Ah, that's a damn. Good one. Yeah, Dragon one. Man.
No,
D&D man. Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons man.
That'd be good.
Dungeons
That'd
man good. And Dragon man, or Dragon.
Yeah, the Wonder Twins.
Yeah. Is it an object?
No.
Okay.
Is this a phrase?
No.
Is How about a this... place?
Not a place. No.
Is this a proper noun again?
Yes.
A name? Is it Dollar Man?
Dayman.
Oh,
Damon Man.
Not Damon. Not Damon Man.
Oh.
Fighter of the Nightman Man.
Donald Trump Man.
Jeez.
All right, next one.
Was that really it?
Wait, was that it?
No, I meant like guess. What? No. Next guess.
Oh, I was like, okay. Wow, I did not expect that.
I thought you were saying we were moving on because I got it with Donald Trump, man. I'm like, no way.
Spend my time on that guy.
That's why I was surprised. I was like, huh? Dead man.
Is a proper noun. Right? You said it is?
Yeah, not dead man.
Death man.
Drew Carey man.
Ooh.
That's my God. Somebody smoking.
Wrong Carrie.
Somebody Ohio.
Somebody whose line is it anyways?
Let's see.
David Dallas-Machi, man.
Dallas-Machi, there you go. Man. Oh, that's good. No. But that's not
it. Is it Deborah?
Man. No, it's not Deborah, man.
Oh, Deborah. Oh, man. Oh, Deborah, man. Dog Man?
Dingo Man.
No, not Dog Man.
Proper. Let me think of proper.
Dala, I would say you are on the right track with the type of characters that you're guessing.
Pinkio. Let me get nice and primp and proper. Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My chance. Is it? I can't think of any.
Wait, you said Dog Man? Who'd you say before Dog
Man? I said Dog Man. I said, ooh, David Schwimmer, man.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
No, David Spade, man.
David Lynch, man.
Ooh, David Lynch, man. David Cronenberg, man.
No, why are you on David's right now?
Because you said David Dallas-Machi, too. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Dog Man. What's...
You said Dan what the Man.
Don Dimmidong Dale Man. Whatever that guy's name is. Dale Dimmidong? What is it?
I don't know.
Doug Dimmidong Man?
Yeah,
couple
that's...
more guesses.
Doug Man?
So I will say... No, all of these aren't...
Is this the name of a person?
Yeah.
Is this a person...
A specific who's... person. Not like a kind of person, like a
doctor,
like a job or a title.
I'd say
something.
A specific person, yeah.
Okay.
Is this an actor?
No.
Is this a fictional person or a real person?
Fictional.
Doug Man.
Who is Doug Man?
Nostalgia critic?
Doug, as in from the TV show Doug.
Doug, yeah.
I will say, technically, all of the words do come out to be real words. So, like, Kingsman, Nightman is a character. Oh, man is a phrase. Woman is an object. Just kidding.
Doe Man?
Said B.
This one's D. And it wasn't Demon, like D-Man.
Dillman.
Do you say it's D-Man?
Yeah, like
D-Man.
Yeah, like a demon. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's D.
Demon.
Yeah,
it's D. Yeah, he was saying it's D-Man as a pun for
like
demon.
Like D from Sunny Philadelphia or something, and then man, but it makes the pun demon.
No, so I'm technically going to give it to you guys. This is D-Man, Marvel Comics character.
So D-Man, man. This guy.
Technically, you guys, you know, whatever.
You could pivot to Sunny Philadelphia's D Reynolds, man.
No, instead it's D-Man, Marvel Comics character.
D-Man. King Dedede, man.
Yeah. Nope, I've already decided he wears a Daredevil costume and a Wolverine mask, and he's a real character. And he's gay, so he probably likes classical music.
Classical music, yeah.
Of course. He probably does, actually.
All right.
Oh, his full title is Demolition Man.
With Wesley Snipes. Snipes.
Perfect. Sylvester's does the binky. So the next one.
The animal.
We got you, man.
You da man.
You da man. No.
Is this an object? I feel like that's a
Uncle one. Man.
You know, I don't think so, but people might think so. And no, it's not Uncle Man.
You don't think this is an object, but people might think so?
Yeah.
What kind of people might think so?
God, just jerks.
Interesting.
Someone named Derek?
Probably, honestly. I'm not trying to point any fingers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not all Derek's, but there's probably one.
And you said which letter? U?
U.
Up, man?
No.
Disney's up.
Underage man.
It's a boy. A.K.A. boy.
A.K.A. boy.
God, if I was a kid, I would be like, hey, I'm Dala. I'm an underage man, but, you know, I'm looking for work. Add it to my resume. That's such a good idea. Damn.
It says that you're applying for a disability, and your disability is being underage.
Yeah, it's a chronic
one. I'm just a temporarily underage man, right?
It's a temporary disability. Not fair. Yeah, no, yeah. The placard is only going to be temporary, I swear. Yeah.
I should be allowed to work and park close to stores.
Yeah. Right, you, man. Up man.
Umpire man.
Wait, so we said it's... Oh, you don't think it's an object.
Real jerks, too. Real jerks would say this is an object.
What, does this at home? Would someone have this at home? Probably not, though. I guess it's not.
No, object, but... definitely not. Maybe one person or like a handful of people.
Uranium man.
No.
Uranus man. Yeah.
So when it's not an object, is it? In your point of view, is it
in your beliefs? Of,
is it a person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a person. Okay.
Are they an actor?
Yes.
Are they a
woman? Uma Thurman?
Oh my nice. God! No way!
Because it's a fucking yeah. Again,
that's crazy. That's awesome. I didn't think you guys would get that. That's awesome.
Shit. Nice work. That's good. Right. Okay, anytime he says, like, I don't think it's an object, it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Well, I will say, spoilers.
Hey, I like that more than you thinking it is an object, so I'll take it. You
know, yeah, at least, that's true.
It's not a complaint. I'm just saying.
All right, this next
I just feel like it'd be better if we just hard-node that. Rather than giving an addendum where some people are allowed to feel that.
True.
Next one is M-Man.
M-Man?
All right.
M as in...
My man.
As in Mega Man.
Yeah, as my in man.
Mega Man. Okay. Is it an object?
Oh yeah, is it an object? Is it a proper name? Okay. Like a noun and a name.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's a proper noun again.
Is it an actor?
No.
Okay.
It's someone Marge with, like, Simpson. No. No, but
nice. Margot Qualley, man. No.
No.
Marvel Rivals. Nice. Man.
No. Oh.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of actors that have like the last name like blank man.
Yeah, last name that with the first is, like, name rhyming.
Ask more questions.
They're not an actor, this, I'm like, I guess.
Is this person a singer?
No.
Is she recognizable to your average person?
Yeah, you would recognize them.
Mom man. Mormon. Are they Mormon?
Oh, Mormon would be good, but no. You are on the right track, though, I'd say.
Interesting.
Are they in politics? I doubt it, but are they?
No.
Or, like, they're not a politician or anything like
that. Will we see this person in publication, like TV, magazines?
Is this real person?
Yeah. Yeah, to both.
Okay, it's a real person.
Yeah, you'd see them. Yeah, it's a real person who you would see on, who'd see, you know,
publication.
Being publicized in some way. This is a real person, not a fictional person?
Not a fictional person.
Is this person still alive?
Probably.
Like, as far as we know. Like they've probably alive recently, within the past, like, couple years or so.
I mean, there's a lot of them, you know?
Madonna man.
Interesting. So it's a name, but there's a lot of them.
Oh.
That's why I'm like, maybe the Mormon thing was close.
Like a title?
Yeah.
Like like a mailman?
Yeah.
Okay. God damn. Okay. Kept getting hung up. I hope they're alive.
It is a mailman. Awesome.
Okay. Okay.
God, this one. Let's see. Let's see.
Is it B? This is gonna be B-man.
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 How'd you know?
Oh, psychic powers.
Boss man.
Jerry Seinfeld, man.
Right.
The B movie.
Right.
B movie. No, silly. Silly nuts.
Is it just Benja Man?
Ooh.
That'd be good. Franklin? No.
Frank Man? Benjamin Frank Man?
Frank Man?
There you go.
Where was I? Is this an object?
Is this a person?
I guess yes to both.
Both an object and a person.
So it's a woman. I will say this is an object the way that a question earlier was an object.
Like the, what was K again?
Is it Blade Man?
No.
Kingsman. So it's an object, kind of how.
But you said,
yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay, right. Yes.
Right. Blu-ray Man, Blue Man, Book Man.
No.
Book Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this?
Is this another proper noun, or is it?
Yeah.
Is it a name?
Yeah.
Like a name of a person.
Yeah.
Like a human. Is this person real or fiction? Fictitious.
Fictional.
So they're fictitious.
Fictional, okay. Yes.
Quite. Bumblebee Man.
Oh, it's me, Bumblebee Man. Right? That's him?
The Bee Man.
Yeah, that's
Simpsons
him.
Bee Man.
No, I wish, though.
Bumblebee Man. Bumblebee Man from Simpsons.
That's what Nate just said.
Okay. That's what I said.
Oh, did you?
Literally what he just said.
That's what led us to Bumblebee as a topic.
That's what we were quoting. Was
good.
That Nate
good.
Just said that.
Good thing I wasn't listening. Jesus Christ. I was trying to think.
B-Man, it is a person's...
Black Klansman, fake
person's name.
What'd you say, Dollar?
Black Klansman?
No, but damn, that would have been a good one.
Batman?
Barkman.
No.
Batman Begins.
Batman, yeah. Just straight up Batman.
Batman Begins, guesses. Man. Just kidding. Well, now there's time. Whoa, no, I'm just kidding. Blue Man. So are they from, because we know they're fictitious.
Are they from a cartoon?
Are they
not a cartoon.
Are they from movies?
They are from a movie. Singular.
Okay. Singular. Okay, so not a franchise. Movie.
Bugman.
You may not get this one. You might have seen this movie at like a VHS store when you were little rats, little ratones.
Mm-hmm. Blank Man? Or Blanket
ding,
Man?
Ding, ding, ding. It's Blank Man.
It is literally Blank Man.
Yeah, it's okay. Blank Man.
The name also, of the game.
The name of the game.
Yeah. Nice.
Ooh, this one. Oh, God, I hope you guys get this one. Yeah. This next one. I-Man.
I-Man.
Yeah.
Sorry. Irradiated man.
No.
Is it an object?
I wouldn't say so, honestly.
Okay.
Uma Thurman, but it's spelled wrong. I'm just kidding. With an Emma Thurman.
Does it have a name?
Is it a name?
Yeah.
Is it a person's name? Is it a person's name?
Yeah. I just said
I was making sure not like a name of a person, not like a name of a country or like a name of a fucking movie. Iron Man. Just kidding. Idris Elba, man.
Is this an actress?
Yes.
This is an actress. Okay. I'm
trying to think of eye names, like Irene.
Right?
Eileen. Just kidding, that's an E. Iris.
Inga Katinka Bovanana.
Is this actress been...
Man.
Is this actress still alive?
Yeah.
Have they been in a movie in the last, like, 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a well-known movie. Yeah, which movie?
I would say yeah.
Yeah, to well-known? Like, was it in theaters,
yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. So, last 5 years, actress, the movie. Interesting, man.
Inga.
Oh, this might be a tough one.
Ilya.
Oh, yeah.
Ivy.
Ivy, man. Sure. These actors that have, like, last names.
I can't even think of first names that start with I, though. It's like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's.
Have we seen a movie with this actor, like, yeah, together? Well... Or, like, we've talked about it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Damn. The hard part is I don't remember well.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't
say I have terrible memory, especially for names. Like,
that's why I was like, names. You know me. I'm like,
is it?
I always call people by their role.
You have terrible memory, or you don't listen.
Does her last name
terrible memory for names
rhyme with man?
No.
No.
Interesting.
So this is not like a straight pun.
Yeah.
No.
Or it's not like Uma Thurman.
This is like...
The name connecting with man makes sense in a sense. Yeah, I might be out on this one.
This is an actress.
Is the actress in their 20s? As far as you're aware? Like currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fucked.
It's like that actually makes it harder. I was hoping it was not.
Yeah, I'm like, I might literally just
I might
call
not
it here then because there's no way.
All right, y'all ready?
Sure. Yeah, because we got.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
This is Kamala Khan herself, Iman Vellani.
Oh.
Man?
Oh. Vellani, man.
Yeah, did you just give up on the pun? That's for sure.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, halfway through the list, I just.
This is more of just like a reference to past episodes.
Because I was trying to think. I was trying to think of like Thurman or Jackman or something, you know?
That's why I asked. I was like, wait, does the last name rhyme at all? And it's like, nope.
I was hoping maybe. Like, surprising. Combine E-Man, I am. Yeah, E-Man. E-Man Vellani.
Oh, that's icy. Iman Vellani, man.
Then it should have been Blank Man Vellani. <Just kidding>. No.
That's so stupid. That'd be good too.
Or just Blank Man Blank. And we have to
Blank Man Blank?
The before and after.
Ooh, but so we got a second D-Man.
Is this an object?
No.
Person.
This is D-Man again.
What do you mean? No, not D-Man.
Is it a person?
Sometimes.
Is
sometimes
this,
a person.
Real? Is this fictional or real?
I would say it's fictional.
Are they from a
Devil
book?
Man?
No, not Devil Man.
Devil Man's a good one. Demon?
I would say it's fiction.
Man.
It is demon.
Actual. This is actual demon.
Demon. Okay. Just that is what it is. Demon. Okay. I was just early.
You were early. You were.
That's no wonder that before, like, Gimbledame was like, wait, hold on. Wait, what did you
which
say?
Which one did you say? Which one? All right. This next one. E-Man. But it's not Iman Vellani. Although that would have made more sense.
I-Man Vellani. I'm just
kidding. I-Man Vellani, exactly. E-Man. E-Man.
Exactly. Is it He-Man?
No, it's with an E.
It's an E. Elephant an object. Man.
Jesus Ooh, actually, Christ, yeah. ring, ding, ding, right on the first nice. Fucking nice. Game. What the fuck?
Image Comics. Elephant Man.
I just thought something that starts with E that ends with man. That's the first thing I thought of. Is the movie Image Elephant Comic Man.
Character.
There's a Image Comic character named Elephant Man?
I believe so. He's like a big elephant wearing like a trench coat.
Oh, I am not an animal. I am a human being.
That's right. Didn't we hear that the other day?
Yeah, Naked Gun or Police Squad.
I was saying it over and over again while you were kicking me.
Yeah, that's
while playing. No, no, you were saying it during MTG.
During D&D, actually.
I am not an animal.
I'm a human being. Shut up.
Roll better.
Roll better. All right, last one. We are on Amen.
Is it just Amen? Like, Jesus God. Christ, Amen?
No.
Oh.
Yes, it totally is. It totally is.
It isn't.
He's like, shit, it's Alligator. No, it was Alligator Man the whole time. I just, so is it's it not Amen?
No, it's okay. not Amen.
Is it an object?
Okay. Angel Man.
Are you saying Amen or Amen?
Amen.
Saying Amen, like praying. Like
praying.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay. Is it Amen? Like, man? Man?
Yes, sir.
It is?
It's
literally just a man.
Yeah, the last one I was writing out.
As in a singular.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Man. No, it's Man. An. Say it to improper grammar.
Yeah, that was nice. Blank Man. Thank you guys for
not even one Gene Hackman
joining that.
Ooh,
yeah, because there's no G. There's no G and no dumb idea. But I guess maybe later we could plug in a G. But what should we plug in now?
No dumb idea.
No dumb idea. The letters but, that we did were all the letters known that meant.
Yeah,
make out no
I figured out like halfway. Yeah, hence That's why I was it. Guessing the letters in advance. But yeah, to plug, you could watch, you know, make sure you're following us on Instagram and YouTube, anywhere at No Dumb Idea. You can follow me at didala.art on Instagram. I've been posting little, I don't know what to call them. There's like little, like, dumb perspective, like, art things lately. So, yeah, check them out. Dumb. Awesome. Yeah, they're purposely dumb. Nice. They're purposely bad perspective, but on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be plugging Viv's Twitch channel, Lampadeus. Go watch. She's been streaming a lot more. Just completed, what's it called? Hollow Knight for the first time. So,
nice. Is there a schedule?
A small plug.
Does she have schedule?
No schedule right now.
Okay.
But I think it's most evenings.
Follow and, yeah, then the consistency, there'll be schedule probably.
Yeah.
I'll plug my Instagram, you know, Gibbledang. Also, I want to plug this YouTuber I met in an airport, like I think last year. I was playing Fallout while waiting for my flight and on like 3 hours of sleep, and they kind of leaned over and was like, "Oh, are you playing Fallout?" And, you know, kind of started chatting a little bit. Turns out that they were a political streamer, YouTuber named The Soy Pill. And they started doing a lot of debates recently and started, like, challenging different, like, Republicans and right-wingers. And nice. I just saw him on Tim Pool. He was, like, it's...
I think I saw your post.
Yeah, I shared that to my personal story. But it's crazy. It's crazy to see because, like, yeah, it's just... It's super cool seeing
I know that man.
Yeah, I know him. So, yeah, go and check
I
that out.
I know him.
No, yeah, it was cool. That was pretty sick. The clip you shared was pretty funny and interesting, like, to see. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
Was it? Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was, to be fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy who's doing the majority
the guy
of
who
talking,
was,
that wasn't
The guy Tim who was Pool. Making Tim Pool look like an idiot?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, not Tim Pool.
Which is not hard
not
to...
Tim
no, the guy who's... Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, Tim Pool's also the one making himself look like an idiot. That's very true.
Yeah.
But,
that's great.
Yeah. Why don't we give a shout out to Blank Man themselves?
Yeah, shout out to Blank Man. Shout out to Iman Vellani. None of which are objects.
Gene Hackman, very clearly not objects.
Yeah.
Well, honorable mention, Gene Hackman.
Yeah. Oh yeah, honorable mention, Gene Hackman. R.I.P. and P.
Yeah.
Shout out to your mailman too.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Shout out to mailman.
It reminds me of
Go give your mailman a hug.
The SNL bit where it's like, all right, you could get $1 million right now. You just have to name his name. And it's Kenan Thompson.
What's his name?
He's like, hi, I've been your mailman for 10 years. What's my name? And he's just like, oh, boy.
No.
Shout out to the vice president nominee from the 2016 elections that the guy couldn't name either. 2012.
I don't know. I can't name him.
Hillary Clinton's running mate. Also, it was in the same sketch that you were referencing. The same exact Kenan Thompson sketch.
Gotcha.
He's like, they're bringing people out that the guy doesn't know. And one of them, when they did that segment, was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential candidate. And he's like, you know, you understand who this person is? You voted for him in a primary and a general election.
What's his name? Yeah, it's like Bill Hader is like the host of that one, right? I think.
Yeah.
I gotta rewatch. Mm-hmm. Let's rewatch that one after.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.